Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Monday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 31. Today's reading continues the farewell discourse, or the final words of Jesus to his disciples prior to his arrest, trial, and death. Jesus promises his followers that he will send the Holy Spirit to teach and guide them. The reading concludes with Jesus offering his followers his own peace and his promise that he will return. And God's guiding word for us this Monday morning is spiritual renewal. So let's begin with John chapter 4 and verse 15. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper who will stay with you forever. He is the Spirit who reveals the truth about God. The world cannot receive him because it cannot see him or know him. But you know him because he remains with you and is in you. When I go, you will not be left all alone. I will come back to you. In a little while, the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. When that day comes, you will know that I am in my Father, and that you are in me, just as I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. My Father will love those who love me. I, too, will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, Lord, how can it be that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, those who love me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and my Father and I will come to them and live with them. Those who do not love me do not obey my teaching. And the teaching you have heard is not mine, but comes from the Father, who sent me. I have told you this while I am still with you. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and make you remember all that I have told you. Peace is what I leave with you. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world does. Do not be worried and upset. Do not be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am leaving, but I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for he is greater than I. I have told you this now, before it all happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I cannot talk with you much longer, because the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me. But the world must know that I love the Father, and that is why I do everything as he commands me. Come, let us go from this place. And today's key verse is John chapter 14, verse 21, where Jesus said, those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. My Father will love those who love me, and I, too, will love them and reveal myself to them. You know, it's interesting, beloved, that we talk about God being love, trusting in God's love, what God's love motivates him to do. And again, we have this, the Father's love, over and over again, in this beautiful discourse that Jesus is having with his disciples. And the thing that tells us the most is that because we love Jesus and Jesus loves us, therefore God the Father loves us. And we are in him just as Jesus is in him. The relationship that God has chosen to have with his church is one that cannot be explained in human terms, in that the God, the creator of this universe, has chosen to take up residence in his creation. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have sent the Holy Spirit to teach and guide me in the way of truth. Teach me to accept and obey your commandments and help me to live in accord with your will. Fill my heart with your peace. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this Monday morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading John chapter 15, verses 1 through 17, where Jesus reveals that he is the real vine. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer for you.